Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to get to know your opinion. So, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television, or any media organizations, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right, that would be a no. All right. Let's see. All right, perfect. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're not going to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're very likely to vote, or you're definitely going to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. All right, thank you. So with which political party are you registered?
Republican,
all right. Are you or is any member of your immediate family from like a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Nope, all right. What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right. Would you mind sharing your age?
71.
71. All right, thank you. So, if elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how likely you're to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably or lean slightly towards them? Or are you going to definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably or lean towards voting for them?
The Republican candidate.
Republican candidate, definitely, probably, or would you lean towards voting for them?
I would lean towards voting for them.
Lean towards voting for the Republican?
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to give you some, like a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Scott Boyd.
Favorable?
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, all right. What about Carolina Amsey? Or Amsey?
I don't know that person.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Definitely negative.
All right, so very unfavorable.
Right.
All right, thank you. Very unfavorable. All right, what about Aaron Huntley?
Don't know them.
All right. And Leonard Spencer?
Don't know.
Don't know. All right. So if the election is for president, it's no worries. I mean, we're glad we're getting people's opinions, so if you don't really know them, that's more than fine. So, if elections for president were held today amongst the following candidates, this being Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, for who would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right, thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Definitely.
Definitely, all right. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today between Carolina Amnesty and Leonard Spencer, for who would you vote for? And Carolina is a Republican candidate, and Leonard is a Democratic candidate.
Carolina.
Carolina, all right, thank you. So, and would you say you're definitely voting for her, or definitely voting for her?
Definitely.
Definitely, all right, thank you. So, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, saying these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. So based on that statement, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for who would you vote for? For Carolina, the Republican candidate, or Leonard, the Democratic candidate?
Carolina.
And would you say you're going to definitely vote for her, or probably?
Probably.
Probably, all right. So due to the state representative Amnesty's wrath, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. So now I'm just going to ask you a few questions about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So if the election for Florida State House today were held today, would you be voting for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably Aaron Huntley.
Aaron Huntley. All right. Thank you. Sam, would you say you're going to definitely vote for Aaron Huntley or probably?
Probably.
Probably. All right.
How many questions do we have?
Well, we are about 85% done, so there's only very few questions left. There's not that many. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far, though. So if the election for Florida State House were held today and the candidates were Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for who would you vote for?
Scott, definitely.
Scott, definitely. All right. So regardless of how you may feel today, back in the 2020 presidential elections, so meaning 4 years ago, for who did you vote for?
Trump.
No. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, or do you always vote Republican, or do you vote equally, or do you vote slightly more Republican or slightly more Democrat?
Slightly more Republican.
You usually vote more Republican?
Yeah, but not exclusively.
All right, thank you. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Conservative, and would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative, all right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? The last grade of formal education you have completed?
A Bachelor of Science.
Bachelor of Science, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you so much for answering.
Bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.